With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Josh, have you sent them the checks for being part of the competitive team? Have they gotten their pay or no?
No, I got my check.
Okay.
This is Drew from Arrowbrook Gaming, and I definitely do not listen to Discard to Reroll.
Touch roll trash, Daddy.
I won't roll trash.
That thing looks dangerous, man. Poorly made. The little kid made it.
Then you don't have to look at it anymore!
I'm 90% sure Matt is Kylo Ren.
Hey everybody, this is Agent of Zion from Artificery. I really don't listen to any Destiny podcasts, but top of the list of the ones that I don't listen to, Discard the Reroll.
Hey, this is Bobby Sapphire from the Hyperloops, and I legit never listen to Mr. Chip on Discard the Reroll.
Discard to Reroll.
It's Discard to Reroll. We're a podcast of a little dice and card game like Star Wars Destiny. I'm your host, Mr. Chip. Thank you for listening. And you haven't had much to listen to over the last month, but I'll tell you, today is a very special day. I woke up this morning and I said to myself, man, you know, it's spoiler season. We're waiting for Covert Missions, which will be out maybe next summer. And wouldn't it be a great day for spoilers? And then our friend and your friend, Banana Crapshoot, gave me a call. He's like, it's spoiler day. It's more exciting than Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, all rolled up into one. We got some spoilers we're excited to talk about. And of course, it wouldn't be a podcast unless we had this guy all the way from Parts Unknown, Pennsylvania. It's Banana Crapshoot. Josh, are you even there?
I am here.
Oh, my
yes.
God. Josh, that's how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I thought I lost you to the Marvel game, but you went from one FFG property because you loved it so much, you went to another one.
Yep, FFG just got me by the heartstrings, you know, just whatever they do, I'm all for it. Now, yeah. I've been playing Marvel Champions, and that's a fun game, but I'm excited to talk a little Star Wars Destiny here.
I thought I was trying to come up with an intro for you for this. Do they know about the side scheme yet, or is that not? Is that not public knowledge yet?
Nah, me and my co-host Tommy of Titan are still trying to work out a day that works to record.
All right, do we have one podcast yet, or we're still not?
You know, not yet. Okay. It just hasn't worked out. His kid was sick, and then it hasn't worked out.
Jeez, I mean, for somebody, we podcast every 2 days, you and I. So it's
that's what it seems like.
But when you want to talk about competitive Destiny, because we got spoilers, but we needed to at least have somebody who really knew what was going on. We've got two people from the Discard to Reroll competitive team. And as we talked before we went on air, have been just honestly rolling in the cash that comes with being part of the Discard to Reroll team. It's a Crisis and Handlebar. John and Tony, how are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good. Glad to be here tonight.
There he is. John on his cell phone. It's an actual Motorola flip phone, original one. So we're glad to...
It's from 2004. Yeah.
I think it's Nextel. Remember that?
Yeah, that was a good year for that. Nextel, you beeped and it was like a walkie-talkie. That was good. Good stuff. Hey, Tony, how's Peter Pan going? What were you in? What was the name of the play you were in?
I'm actually doing a musical version of The Scarlet Letter, will be fun.
Yeah, is it a comedy or is it straight up...
No, it's depressing as hell.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
A depressing musical. Sounds fantastic.
Josh and I will be there opening night.
Can't wait.
Awesome. Well, good. Well, we're glad you all are here. And for everybody who's stuck by the show, really, it's been quiet over the last month, but we do appreciate FFG for remembering their friends over at Discard to Reroll and gave us some spoilers. Josh, it was not one, not two, but three spoilers for Discard to Reroll, guys.
Yeah, three. I think they're pretty good ones. I like the artwork on two of the three. So,
yeah. Oh, and two of them. I'm interested to hear which one you didn't like, because one of them I think is pretty amazing. And I know you're a huge fan of Resistance, and our friends over at Ira Bell started that train off. I did not recognize that character, and I won't even, you know, throw shade its way, because I know a lot of people like Resistance and the art looked really good. But we got three cards and they're red, not yellow, and we've got three people here. So each of you guys, well, let's take one. Go ahead, Josh. You know what? Lead us off. Which one do you want? Take the spoilers and let's bring them home.
I'll take, we'll go right off the top and go with the character, I guess.
All right, we got a character. It's, who is it? And tell me what he does.
Commander Pyre, the harsh negotiator.
Ooh.
Is 11 for single die, 14 for elite, 11 health. Die sides, one ranged, two ranged, two range for a resource or a pay, as they say across the pond. One focus, one resource blank. Mm. Character leader trooper. The ability text is, after you claim or take control of the battlefield, you may deal one indirect damage to an opponent. And the flavor text says, you will come with us or be destroyed.
Now, this is
a rare number 20.
Ooh, all right. So it's a rare card. This is from Resistance. For those of you who watched that cartoon, I did look it up in the databank. It says he's an ominous figure in gleaming gold stormtrooper armor. He leads the tenacious First Order forces on a mission to find a pair of refugee children on the Colossus platform. Tony, I know you really a big fan of that and the Colossus platform. Are you a Commander Pyre fan? Not in fiction, but in card. What do you think about the card?
I think the card's pretty darn good. Three damage sides and a focus, and the claim and take control ability of the battlefield, you get an indirect damage. That's pretty good. I don't think you should disregard that he's a leader and trooper.
Yep.
I think that plays in well with Mega Blasters and a whole score of other cards that play off the leader and trooper. You know, play him with Salt Flats, play him, you know, with all kinds of things. So I think he could be pretty good getting access to, you know, the Mega Blaster bonus die with 11 health for 14. Seems pretty good.
Yeah. What about John? Are you in the same boat here as your buddy Tony?
Yeah, certainly. I think that's powerful as far as the subtypes for sure, the leader and trooper. I wish there wasn't the pay side on the 1/2. Like, that concerns me a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I think there's some cards out there certainly to pass the battlefield around, hasty exit, stuff like that, where kind of getting some shenanigans, deal a little extra ping damage in there. So I think there's potential.
Yeah, Josh, is this one of those cards, and I'm trying to think like a competitive player now, is this one of those cards that you try to figure out ways to just abuse the you know, the ability here?
I think when you're building your deck, you definitely look for a few cards that can take advantage of the ability. I think for sure that definitely will help the strength.
Yeah. Well, it seems like the spoilers that we got go hand in hand with that. Tony, do you want to take one? Another one?
Sure will. I'll take the downgrade we got.
Okay.
It's Cruel Methods. It's a red villain card. It costs one. And like I said, it's a downgrade. And it says after you claim or take control of the battlefield, you may deal one damage to an attached character. And the flavor text is, you have a lovely voice, General Syndulla. And that's Arinda Price saying that. And I think the artwork on this is very good. It's Price torturing Hera.
Yeah, it's probably the best I've seen. It's pretty amazing
artwork. Yeah.
Yep. So downgrades, are you gonna, is, I mean, clearly when they give out these spoilers, they're kind of meant to go with each other. You know, is this a natural fit for what's going on with the character we just talked about?
I'd certainly say so. I mean, if you get that out, you basically, as soon as you claim or take control, you're dealing at least one direct damage to a character and one indirect. So that's two damage. So I know that doesn't seem like a lot, but we've seen with decks like Aphra that ping damage can certainly add up if you can figure out a way to take advantage of it.
Yeah, I was looking at all the stuff that happened with the balance list that came out. I know, you know, everybody's talking about it. Price was one of those cards that, you know, Kylo Price was a pretty nasty deck early on. I wonder, you know, she's featured on a few of these cards in the art. If she's if she has a place with all of these adjustments, if she comes back. Maybe not, but I don't know.
I mean, her special side, if you can keep the battlefield and keep claiming, I mean, bumping up damage is always good.
Seems to work together. John, what about, we got one more, right? What do you think about this third one here?
Sure. So this is a red villain event. Cost one resource called Taking Charge. It has ambush. If you control the battlefield, remove a die. If you do not control the battlefield, take control of it, and you may reroll a die.
There you go. Josh, was this the one you didn't like the art too? Because I think it's pretty good.
No, this is my favorite art.
Okay. Which one didn't you like?
Cruel Methods.
You didn't like it?
I like Hera looks cool, you know, like being tortured, but Hera. Price's fate looks, I don't know, looks like
that. What's wrong with you? That card's awesome.
She looks like Cinderella's stepsister.
Yes. Well, that's what she is. She's got a bowl cut. I mean, what do you want from her?
I think that's what it is. It's the bowl cut.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, this card's, I mean, I haven't won a prime here, but ambush, remove a die for one if you have got the battlefield. Like, this is a pretty sick card. Am I wrong on this? What am I missing?
I think it's solid. I mean, obviously, it's going to be most effective with Pyre. Just for the ability to obviously take the battlefield and deal that damage, reroll the die. But yeah, I mean, it's on par with like Superior Position comes to mind, where it's if you control the battlefield, remove a die. So if you're certainly a fast deck, like it's, you know, spend a resource, remove any die, that's always good.
Yeah, with ambush too. I mean, that seems solid.
Yeah, I think the ambush is important because, I mean, depending on what battlefield you use, we'd have to look through the battlefields to really find something useful. But just taking control of the battlefield could give you something useful and then getting the ambush action. I mean, potentially just thinking of Salt Flats, you take control of the battlefield with ambush, you can immediately use it to turn a die after you've also rerolled a die. Yep. So, I mean, it seems like a lot of dice fixing possibilities.
Yeah. Josh, you're very quiet. I know it's late, but what do you think of Taking Charge?
I think Taking Charge is solid. One for a die is always, you know, that's pretty standard. It's definitely, I think, going to be in every Pyre deck.
Do you think, I mean, is Pyre a deck that you're going to make? I mean, is this going to be you call it a Pyre deck, like it's going to be a thing. Do you feel like that's got potential?
I think it could, yeah, with the right pairing. I don't know if you probably try to find a three wide with it. I mean, it's basically a Foss die with a focus on it, and you get two of them, so that's not a terrible die. And if you can work in MBTs and conscript squads, and who knows, maybe we get a couple weapons that will work well. And
what's the four cost that gives you the isn't it you activate it, you take control of the battlefield? I remember what's his face used to play that Rebel Spy.
Ground Battalion.
Yeah, Ground Battalion. Is that four cost? It might be a little expensive, but there, you know, there's plenty of cards I'm sure that we could find to take advantage of that. I just feel like abusing that ability would be good. But well, hey, they gave us red cards. I'm just happy. I got yellow cards every single time. So we got, I think it's because of the competitive team, Josh, that they gave us some good ones.
And I think that's why we got three in so far. I think everybody's gotten two.
It might have been Ray. So, you know, Ray over there, like, really worked his magic at Worlds, but, you know, he's still hooking up his laptop. That guy playing Dragon Ball Z. Meanwhile, we got three spoilers for him, but. All right. Well, that's good news. So we'll see where that shakes up. I'm not sure when the set's coming out, but we do appreciate FFG for sending us those. We wanted to make sure we got them out as fast as possible. And everybody and their brother is talking about the Holocron update. And Tony, you said you got that in front of us. How many characters actually got the hit? Meaning they either, you know, they all went down. All Legacies characters, right?
Yep, it looks like 12 characters have been lowered.
Holy, 12 characters we got to deal with going down. Do you want to start at the top and just take some shots at these guys? What do you think? See what we think?
Sure.
All right, what do we got?
First one is Bib Fortuna. They lowered him to 8/11.
God, the Major Domo himself. Is this?
Yep.
Man, if his die didn't stink so bad, his die's pretty pew-pew, isn't it? It's what, two specials and...
It's not very good, yeah. I think the only thing that you could even remotely think about doing this is at least it gives an elite pairing for Thrawn.
Yeah. Okay. So what do we think? Yeah. You think thumbs down?
I don't think it's going to see play.
Okay. Yeah, he's not seeing any play.
All right, so we're keeping him in the binder. Right now I'm going through my cards right now to see what I got to take out. All right, what's next? I mean, they were all packed up for rotation, truthfully. I thought... I thought that actually they were packed up to sell. So I'm glad that we actually got this so the game's not dead. What's the next one you got?
Next one is Bo-Katan, and she was dropped down to 13 for single die, 18 for elite.
All right. This is one everybody's clamored for. They said, you know, if only she was a little bit cheaper. So now you got her at 18, which takes away all those fun things. Josh bursted my bubble today in the car about Grievous, which you'll hear about. But, you know, they're not 20 points anymore. They're 18. What's the first that, what's it, single die?
Single die is 13, so that's 13 man. Health for 13.
That seems good. Yeah, what do we think and here?
Plus her getting villain upgrades if you can do something with that.
Yeah, what's the good villain upgrade we're even thinking about? With Pulse Cannon?
Pulse Cannon, maybe, yeah.
Okay.
If you can pay for it.
All right, so 18 points. Do we think this is any good? Crisis, do you have your Bo-Katan deck ready to go? You're going to bring that to your primes in Maryland?
I wouldn't count on it.
Okay, so that's no good. So we don't like that one yet. Tony, is this thumbs down? We don't.
It's still pretty tough. I mean, I think.
Man, a bunch of negative Nancys we got here. We got three red spoilers. We got all these points. They're giving away points, Josh. None of you want to play them. We could do Bo-Katan with.
New stuff. We don't want.
What do you want?
We want new stuff. Like, I want to play Captain Commander. Super Pyre. I don't want to have to go through my binder and bring out a character that's still probably overcosted by a point.
Josh, you know, you're asking for a lot.
I'm trying to be positive here.
I would say if Ayla's special turned yellow, I would give her a try. But since it doesn't, I don't know. It might be tough.
If Ayla's special turned yellow.
Like if it turned yellow die, it only turns red or blue.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
well, there's your good. I'm glad we have some alt art of Bo-Katan too. So throw that one down the toilet. So we're 0-2, 0-2 right now. All right, there's good stuff coming. What's third there?
Next one I am excited about is Finn. He is 11 for single die, 14 for elite.
All right, now he was what, 22, 28 before? What was he costed at before?
It felt like it.
Good God, what were they doing with points? Okay. What do we think about the adjusted Finn? Are we going to give him a shot?
So Finn being a trooper, you can pair him now with Kess. And okay. I think that makes a fairly decent aggro deck. Right. You might be able to even fit him in a decent three wide. You know, you could play him with two eight cost characters. I think he might be all right.
What's Kess at? What's his... Elite
16. Kess is 16 at elite.
All right. So,
but because Finn's a trooper, you can just resolve all the dice. So,
yeah, there you go. So Finn, what's the name? We got to figure out a cool name for that deck. Not Finn Kess. It's got to be something cooler.
Right.
Okay. Well, you work on that. Maybe bring it up on set when you're on stage, Tony. See if you know. There are creative types over there. See if they can come up with something. You need a branded, like a discard to reroll branded deck. It's got to have a cool name.
Yep. We'll see what we can do, Chip.
Nine Inch Nails was the one. Josh was going to bring that to power, and he didn't do it. I like that.
No, I chickened out.
God, Nine Inch Nails. That's like a perfect deck name, too. Okay. All right. Yeah. John, are you in on that? No? You're not a big Finn fan? Or did your flip phone give out?
Nah, I'm still here.
There he is.
Yeah, I think the new cost, 11-14, like, I think there's certainly some potential there. Like, I've always liked his die. Like, he has a super strong die, but it was just previously at 12 and then 16 elite. Like, it was just too expensive for what he was doing. But I certainly think there's potential at 14 now.
What? How many specials does he have? One or two?
One.
It's one? Just the one special, yeah.
It's a two-ranged plus two-ranged. I believe, is it two or three indirect?
It's three indirect and then one resource, one special blank.
Yeah. I mean, that's a really good die for 14 points.
Yeah, the special's a steadfast on a stick there. It's not bad.
Right.
Okay. All right, so there's one. The one we kind of half like. We'll give it to us. All right. What's fourth here, Tony?
We have General Grievous. This is the fearsome cyborg version.
If you didn't like Katan, you're not going to like this one.
Yeah, it's also 13, which brings him down considerably. I think, you know, I mean, with the four upgrade slots, maybe there's something there that can be done with him. Depends if we can find something good for 12.
Yeah.
Talzin.
I was going to say, I think the most obvious choice, yeah, is Talzin. You can get okay. Watto.
Watt if you really wanted to go red mono for some reason.
But I think you go blue, though, so you get the lightsabers on him.
Yeah, you definitely want the lightsabers. Right.
It seems good. What was my pairing I was all excited for, Josh, today? I was pumped.
Well, I don't remember what it was, but you're like, yeah, Grievous and Bib. And this with Retribution.
Yeah, Bib, Grievous, Retribution. Done. No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bib, Grievous. Yeah. I was like, you can't do that.
But isn't it the printed value of the card? Technically, this sure. isn't printed.
Why not?
You know what I mean? It says 20. Just saying. We're getting technical here. But okay. So Grievous, so we're throwing down the toilet. So that's perfect. What?
Is Grievous a leader?
I think he's
yes.
Yeah, I think he's just a leader.
You might be able to get an Admiral deck going there.
I like Grievous more than Bo-Katan at 18, just because I think he has more tools on the villain side than Bo does.
His wheel bike is
I'd agree with
too,
that.
So. Wheel bike is the new fist now, because you Watt with General Grievous, and you Watt in the wheel bike, and you can resolve it three times round one. There you go, Chip.
I'm trying to search Grievous in the database. I can't spell Grievous. General. Is he a
The biggest thing still working against him is the one melee side on him. Like, that's a one damage side. It's just brutal. I mean, it's awful at 20 points. It's still brutal at 18 points.
Yeah. He's a fearsome cyborg, but he's not a droid. But then he becomes a droid. In Convergence. That's pretty weird.
No, he's not a droid.
No, he's a droid in...
he's never a droid.
He's never a droid?
No. He's a cyborg. He's not a droid.
Cyborg. Oh, God. Right. Droids and cyborgs get him all confused. He's a droid army's commander.
Yes.
Is there any cards that target droid army commanders or no? Is that too specific? Okay.
just Grievous's wheel bike.
All right. I'm leaving him in the binder. It's fine. He's actually in a box. He doesn't even deserve a binder. He's in a box. All right. What's next?
All right. We got Jabba the Hutt.
Okay. This is important. This is important in the history of this show because, you know, he was a spoiler.
He was a spoiler, yeah.
Okay.
He has been lowered to 1114 points.
All right.
This is the one with the special sides.
Yeah, we know.
Indirect.
Josh is laughing.
Yeah.
Josh, you're going to be playing Tarkin Jabba and you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Why would I? Tarkin doesn't have any special sides.
It doesn't matter. It's just because they fit together. It's like peanut butter and jelly. I don't know. What's
Tarkin Tickle Jabba Extreme Hubris. I'm good to go.
God, those are so brutal. Okay, you can make him 11. You can make him 8, 10. I just don't see it.
What do I mean? He does have 12. He has 12 health, but that's about the only thing going for him.
Yeah, it was fun. I remember making a deck with Jay from Double Blanks, and it was just a bunch of specials and never happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bummer. Okay.
I mean, you could do a Jabba with like a Quarren Tracker, right? He's got a special side. Is there another 8-point character with specials?
Okay.
No, I'm asking.
Could you do it?
I'm saying, is there another 8-point character besides Quarren Tracker that has a special side on his dice?
I don't think so.
Just Bib now,
right?
Dark Advisor.
So you can go Dark Advisor, Jabba, Quarren Tracker. There you go. 3 wide, specials everywhere. Yep. Running dank councils. There you go.
They could have put Dark Advisor at 1 point. I don't think people would play them. I really don't think they would have played them. They would have played that plot instead.
I think Banana just broke the meta.
Yeah, there it is. Dark Advisor. Man, you need to play that at a prime.
Sure.
Dark Advisor.
Maryland, done.
I mean, it's got card draw, right? Isn't it like look at your cards and put some at the bottom or something? What is it? What's his special?
That's the good Jabba.
Yeah, that's the good Jabba.
No, I'm at Dark Advisor.
Dark Advisor, I believe, lets you draw a card.
Yeah. No, that's Dark Council.
Don't make me search for Dark Advisor right now. I'm going there right now. Here I go. The Destiny. The DB's blowing
special
up.
Special sides.
Draw 3 cards, then place one on the top or bottom of your
deck.
Boom.
Yep. Yeah. You don't think that's a good ability?
No, it says draw three cards, use this character as a coaster.
No, it says draw three cards, place a card from your hand on the top or bottom, my friend. Everybody thinks, you know, Aphra's great, you get card draw. This guy does it better. He doesn't really. Sure. It's terrible. Okay. All right, what's next? Give us some good stuff here, Tony. There's got to be something good they gave us.
Let's see what's next. Oh, okay, Kallus. He's almost playable now.
Okay.
So they
he's good. Almost playable. That's what we're going for.
They dropped him 12-15.
Yes.
Now he is a leader trooper. So, I mean, his power action is still pretty good. So.
Okay.
There might be something here. You might be able to play him with Beckett or something like that and do the same thing Beckett Iden did.
And you just do Kallus Iden.
Okay.
You could also do that.
Listen to his die. It's one range, two ranged, one melee, three melee for a resource, one resource and a blank. And then his power actions turn this die showing range to a side showing melee or vice versa. That's not 12 health. That's not bad.
I think his built-in fixing is good. I've always wanted to make him work. I'm going to give it a try. You know, we'll see what happens.
Kallus Talzin, I got crushed by that deck at my first ever tournament.
Now you can play that with Profitable.
Yeah, that's not terrible. It's not terrible. It's not great, but it's not terrible. Okay, Kallus, you can see we're very excited about these changes. The group can hardly stand it. All right, so we got Kallus. I think Kallus
has the most potential of the ones we've gone over so
You
far.
Don't sound that excited about it, Josh. What are you going to do with Kallus? What are you looking forward to with Kallus?
Nothing. I'm not going to play. I'm just saying of the ones we've gone over so far.
What? Nothing.
I'm only playing Ewoks until Covert Missions comes out. So. Good. That's where I'm at.
I'm going back to Battle Droids, so you can play all you want. It's good. Okay, Tony, save us from the train wreck here. This is the one.
I can't say the next one's going to save us. It's Kit Fisto.
Oh, Jesus.
He got lowered to 12-15, right, so we have yet another 15
nobody's playing
mid
him.
Blue that's probably not going to get played.
Kit Fisted. Let me see what he is. ISTO. Kit Fisto.
Blue Hero's problem is not their characters.
What is it?
Blue Hero has good characters. Their issues are not their characters. So lowering Kit Fisto doesn't fix Blue Hero's problems.
Mm. No, it's the removal.
Revenge is not the Jedi way, guys.
Money generation. Right. It's that they're upgrades. There's like two redeploy weapons, so they go away. Like lowering Kit Fisto 1 point does not make him a world beater.
Clearly, having a two focus on your die is not important to you. He's a Shy Chu master, so I don't know what you're saying. He's got a one melee, two melee, three melee for a resource, two focus, a resource and a blank. He's got 11 health.
I mean, I really like his die, right?
So it's a good die.
I like him. I played him and Luke with Biddle Rivalry. That was going to be my deck for PAX Unplugged last year for the trilogy event.
So close.
It just, like I said, Blue Hero's issues are not their characters.
I played that deck as well, and I would agree that there is something there, but the problem with Kit, and it's been his problem even at 16, is if you're using his dice to block, you're not doing damage. Yeah. So you find a way to tank up and use that ability and, you know, try to play the long game, or you almost don't want to use his ability because you'd rather resolve that two or three side. So it's a tough balance.
I think Mace took his spot because Mace's power action gives you shields.
Right.
All right. We like him. Perfect. What's next? What? Go ahead, Josh.
I was going to say, I think Mace took Kit's job, basically.
Yeah, he did.
You don't have to get rid of his dice to protect him. He generates shields on his own.
Yeah. He's got weird eyes, too. I can't look at that card. What's his race in Star Wars? Is there a particular... Is he like fish guy? What's his... I'm sure there's a...
I don't know.
Okay.
Squidward.
Squidward. Perfect. We are terrible. And this is could be it, ladies and gentlemen, after that. All right. So we don't like anything. We don't like anything of these changes. Maybe Finn, barely.
Finn and Kallus could be playable.
Finn and Kallus could be playable. But here it is. This is the one that's going to change it all. Tony, Make Destiny history. Here it is, right here. This is where it's going
to
be.
Maul. This is the first Maul. They lowered him to 10-14.
No. No, that's not it. That's not what we're looking for. 10-14. Are you going to play Maul? Are you going to play this Maul ever? John, is this it? It's a Maul deck, but the wrong Maul deck for Maryland? Should they get ready?
Yeah, I don't know. They could have went a couple more points on him, and I still don't think he's that great. But
what would it put him at 11?
If you could get,
I will say like
three wide.
If you at least want to play him for fun, so Banana had sent this deck idea earlier with Boba Fett, and it reminded me a lot of the original Boba Fett Seventh Sister deck.
I love that deck.
That could at least be entertaining, but I don't think it's going to be anything competitive.
Yeah, it's too bad.
It's clearly Maul Savage with lightsaber mastery.
Done.
Clearly the deck.
Yeah. Does that work actually now?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
because Savage is also. Savage is 11-14, and he has 13 health.
Yep.
So you got 28 points and 24 health.
It's not terrible. It's better than it was a week ago.
Yeah, I think you could do worse.
Yeah, okay. That's great. These are great. I think you could do worse. That's like the ringing endorsement when I'm going to sit down at a Prime. What do you think, guys? Like a
Bib Jabba is worse.
Right. You could, Chip, you could have done worse. You could have just played one of the starters and just shuffled it up. That would have been worse. Okay, well, there's Maul.
With 20 cards.
Right. Not even, well, that's legal, but clearly people play with, I mean, all hell's breaking loose online. I've been seeing all kinds of stories. People playing with 29-card decks, and boy, it's been tough. Tough time in Destiny lately. Okay, but this one, I meant this one, Tony. This is the one I think they got. They just knocked it out of the park, right? Is this the one?
Yep, absolutely.
Here it is. Wait for it, everybody. If you're not sitting down, you might want to consider it. Give it to him.
They dropped him to 14-18 points.
Who? We missed. You didn't say the name. We missed it. It cut out.
Oh, Palpatine.
Palpatine, everybody. Here's the one. This is it.
Yeah, this is it right here.
Bring it to us, Tony.
See.
What? What's his point? Who? Hey. Wait a minute. This did it.
Who's on first?
How many points?
Welcome to Discord or Reroll.
This is it. This is it.
14-18.
From what was he at? 20 before?
He was at 20.
Yeah, he was 20.
Yeah, 20 points. This is, they're giving it away, John. I'm like, what more do you want them to do?
I actually think there's a lot of potential with him here at 18. Like, I kind of think maybe like with Watto Elite. I haven't looked at it yet to tell you what you're going to do with it, but I mean, there's going to be a lot of money to be made there. You can play all the expensive stuff because of his power action. Like, there's got to be some sort of shenanigans there.
Yeah. Yep. So what are people in the Discord? You guys are very active on our Discord. By the way, it's discord.discardtoreroll.com. What are those things, Josh? What's the value here? What are the expensive events you can play?
Ensnare. Right? Or Snare. Whatever that 3-cost one is that makes you exhaust a character.
Okay.
You can play that for free.
For free?
Yep. You can get there if you have the right partner with them.
Okay. What do you think the right... I'm trying to bring him up here.
I don't know. I like his die, and at 18 points, I mean, you got 3-2 sides and 2 resource sides.
Okay.
There's a lot of...
Yeah, he's a 2 range, 2 melee, 2 indirect, 1 resource, and a blank. Just in case everyone forgot, it was 16-20. It's now, what is it, 15-18?
14-18.
14-18. 12 health, power action, play an event from your hand, decreasing its cost by the number of different damage symbols showing on your dice. That's card number 4 from Legacies. The quote is, there is no mercy. He's a Sith, too, by the way. Character Sith. I mean, sky's the limit, Josh.
You could play Forbidden Lore in there, and yeah, I mean, you could. There's some things you could do. You could play him very similar to current Palpatine.
Right.
Obviously, you can't play all of the abilities, but I mean, it would probably be a similar shell. The thing that you'd really want to do with it, though, spoilers for the restricted list, is you'd want to play Delve Fist with him and do a cheap delve, but you can't do that anymore.
All done. Yep. You had your fun with that on your little decks there. That's gone. Delphist is gone. But yeah, what's
can
next?
Can you imagine playing Delve for free?
Yeah, that'd be brutal. That'd be so broken. It's broken enough.
Yes.
Yeah. God.
I actually think the one card that might, in this deck alone, might be able to kind of simulate Delve is first claim. So spot a yellow character to gain resources equal to the cost of a supporter and upgrade in play.
There you go.
It's like if you can play that for zero or one and just gain a whole bunch of resources, I mean, you're basically accomplishing the same thing as a Delve at that point.
That's true.
That's in my Dryden Voss deck, first claim.
That's the only reason I know that card exists.
Yep, that's it. That's a fun deck.
Playing some Dryden.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Destiny needs, is playing some fun decks, you know? No offense to the team deck, by the way. Everybody right. playing freaking Aphra, except me. God, you got to play these fun decks.
John, right? What's the other yellow card that lets you draw three cards and play one and discard one?
Hard Bargain.
Hard Bargain. Yeah. Boom.
That could work as well.
Yeah. How about some Barter with Blood? That's my other card. It's my staple in that deck. Barter with Blood.
There you go. Got it all figured out.
That one, Tony, are you a Barter with Blood fan, Tony? You know what that one does?
I don't know what that one does.
Well, bring your tokens, because that's the card that you you basically bid a number of tokens. Hide your tokens.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Josh plays that game at home with the wife and kids. Hide the tokens. I won't tell you where he hides them. It's very terrible places that Josh hides the tokens.
In the cabinet above the refrigerator, okay. So my kids can't reach.
Perfect. I was thinking in another orifice, but that's good. That's way more appropriate. In the cabinet above the fridge. Perfect. All right. So there's Palpatine. We like that. There's some possibilities. What else do we have? Anything else, or was that it?
We have three more. Honestly, I think all three of them are fairly decent
players. These are the heroes, here. Right?
Yep. Okay. First one we have is Qui-Gon Jinn. They lowered him down to 13-17, so the obvious pairing is Yoda, the first Yoda from Legacies. So,
yep. People played that before with what's the plot that makes you play, you know, lowers the cost, but you have to play with one card or whatever it is. No allegiance.
Solidarity.
Solidarity or bitter rivalry.
Bitter rivalry, yeah. Okay. All right, so that one works. We like that. So 17 for Qui-Gon.
I mean, it still probably struggles against Reylo,
right?
Honestly, because the Kylo's just going to get rid of Qui-Gon shields. But
that was your first deck you brought to a Prime. Remember that, Tony? You brought that deck?
Yeah, I took that to Nova, and it didn't go well. But I took it to Philly and took it to second place in Swiss.
You did. So. All right. Awesome. Nice job there. It was good.
Yeah.
Was there a tournament in Philly? This was PAX, right? The Philly Prime.
The Philly Prime, the one at
yes. What is it? Yep.
Cross universe or something like that. Alternate universe. That's it.
That's right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Very good. John, we haven't even had you on since you were runner up in Boone. Isn't that true?
I believe so. Yeah.
That was 4 years
first
ago.
Time since then.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
By the way, great job. By the way, at that, he did really well.
4 years ago?
He did really well.
Still don't have a new set.
No. Right, we're still in the same meta. That's the funny thing. We can still talk about the Desperate Measures play because we're still on that meta.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm still running around blowing up all the Mega Blasters, too.
God, I was more mad about that than you were, but we don't need to go there again. That's so mad about that.
I don't know, Chip. You weren't on the car ride home. I'm not sure you were more
okay.
mad about it.
All right.
God. I heard Hinkle had a burn.
Yeah, it was. God, it was brutal.
Like, didn't we cover that at the team meeting? Didn't we? Like, real quick, everybody, heads up. Now, no one's going to do this. Now, remember, don't do it after it rolls. Got it? Yeah, we got it. We're not going to do it. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine. No worries. We're good. All right. So, but it doesn't matter, John. You're going to get them all back now because this next card's the one. Qui-Gon was a little teaser. This is the one.
So next one is Rex.
Oh, maybe not. It's the one after. But Rex is good after, too. Yeah. Rex is still good.
Rex got lowered a point, so he's 10-13.
Yeah, why did they lower him a point? What? I didn't even see him on anybody's radar. Was he?
Yeah, I don't think any of us saw this one coming.
Yeah, Rex.
I think this one has a lot of potential, though. I was saying to the guys yesterday, play him elite with a clone trooper plus one die for the old man Han. It's 30 points now. A lot of the rerolls from the clone trooper, the die fixing from Han. I think there's some potential there for a solid guns deck.
Okay.
A lot of health as well.
Yep.
Mess around with the battlefield.
Hey, bring in range back. That's fine. I like it. Josh is still playing Ewoks.
Yeah, anything that can play aerial advantage potentially is something worth looking at.
Yep. Okay. All right, that's a good one. But here it is. This is the one we've waited for. I think we could have started and ended with this guy. Everyone loves him.
Absolutely. So the next one is Zeb, who was terribly overcosted at 17 points. He is now 11-14.
Man, 11-14, huh? That seems to be a pretty good deal.
Yeah, that is 14 points for a 12 health character that has three damage sides, one being a 3. Granted, it is a 3 pay 1. See, it still seems pretty good.
Man, he's, by the way, he's the last Lasat. I'm not sure what that means, but he's a character in a Spectre.
You didn't watch Rebels?
It's the name of his boy band.
Lasat? Yeah, they're good.
The last Lasat.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of him in Rebels. I got to season 2. I like him. His die is one melee, 2 melee, 3 melee for a resource, a shield, and a blank. I can't believe I'm reading Legacy's characters. That's where we're at in this game, ladies and gentlemen. The set came out 100 years ago. You may resolve the melee damage sides of this die as if they were ranged. And his quote is, "There's just something about the feeling of their helmets on my fists." He is a legendary, believe it or not, card 50. By the way, act now because you can get the Black Friday specials on Legacy boxes for $8 right now on Amazon if you hurry. You can load up on Zeb Aurelius. 12 health. What do we think? Is this he's going to blow it up. This is the guy everybody seems to be excited about.
This definitely has the most potential for, I think, seeing play at like prime events.
Yeah. What's the matchup, though? What's the pairing here, and what do I need to worry about?
I think you could go a lot of different directions with this. At 14 points, you can fit 2 8-cost characters, so you could play him with, I don't know, Ezra and Chopper. And do all Spectre.
If they made Ezra relevant, that would be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, or you go too wide, you could try him with someone like Mace and kind of play it similar to the Satine decks. Maybe play Bandolier and just try to load someone up. I don't know, you might have a money problem with that a little bit, but I still think it's worth a look. I know John's been pretty high on a Mace deck recently, and he said he hasn't had too much issues with the money, so maybe there could be something there. At least get Truce and well connected.
Hmm. Interesting. John, spill the beans. What do you think here?
I'm pretty excited to at least give Zeb another try. Like, I played a ton of him back in Legacies with Yoda. And I certainly, even with, like, Profitable now, I don't think Yoda's the pairing. But like Tony said, like, I think with Mace, it's intriguing at least. Like, I don't think it's going to be up near the top tables, but I don't know. See how it goes. It'll be something worth trying out, I think.
Yeah. Are you pulling him out, Josh, of your binder there?
No, he's on Ewok.
Okay. Good. I mean, he's close, sort of.
Yeah, he's like 17 times taller.
Okay. Yeah. Right, but they're both animals, right? Isn't he an animal or is he not an animal? Am I insulting the Lasat now?
I think it's equivalent to a Wookiee, I would think.
Okay. All right, Wookiee. Well, I mean, it's a cool card. I mean, it's got definitely has potential. Kallus was always one I wanted to see make it, and I thought, since Ambush was like a big deal before, like Kallus's rifle there, I thought it was going to be, I bought all those up. And I mean, if you want those, act now. I've got those cheap for you. But what a great match for your Kallus cards. I think I have 12 of those and I have like 15 of the wheel bikes. So maybe Grievous wheel bikes will come back. I don't know. Maybe not. What I'm trying to tell you is I'm selling a lot of my Legacies cards. So if anybody needs any, I've got plenty of these.
Did Legacies come out 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think it did.
Yeah.
I think it did. So, I mean, do you think this is the right move? Are you glad they did this? I mean, I know it's late. It's my fault because we haven't recorded in 100 years. I had to get all my equipment together. But, I mean, do you feel like this is a good move to at least give this a shot and let people have some fun before the set comes out in, 2 years?
I mean, I 100% think it's a good thing to try. I think they maybe could have been a little more aggressive with a few of them, but I think it's better safe than sorry than absolutely breaking something.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, with the sets being delayed and even with the next set, Covert Missions, we're not getting rotation with that set. So it could be another, 4 months after that one finally comes out when we get rotation. So I think it's good that they're shaking things up a little bit.
Yeah. What do you think, Josh? What's your word? You know, we can be critical at times. Do you think it's good or bad?
I think this negative bounce of the force is mostly smoke and mirrors. I think the restricted list does more to shake up the meta currently than what the balance does. I think you're still going to see the same shells, the same type of decks. They're just not going to have Delve and Fist and Theed all okay. in the same deck.
All right. Right. Do you have that? Anybody have that up there? The restricted list? Who's got that?
I think we have it up.
All right, do it. Lay it on me. So tell me about what actually changed in the, for those of you that don't know, what changed on that restricted list?
So there was 6 cards added to the restricted list. So this thing's getting kind of full and convoluted. They added Delve. They added Feed Palace. They added Vader's Fist. So that takes out, Delve Fist. So right. I hope somebody checked on Vika. Since he's probably mourning the loss of his child. Right. That's terrible. And then
there he is, ladies and gentlemen. Banana Crapshoot's back. He's back. He's just laying on the line. Go ahead.
They hit No Answer and Resistance Ring are added to the restricted list. So I guess they preemptively hit that. I guess the worry was that Mill was going to be too strong with adding these other cards to the restricted list, namely Fateful Companions. So they designed a card to work with droids. And now they basically banned the card that they made to work with R2 and C-3PO.
Right.
Because C-3PO is already on the restricted list. So now that Theed's on, Faithful Companions is on, Military Camp's on, Droids Day Outs, you basically can't play droids unless it's 5-die chopper.
There you go.
With Bendu.
And do we think that's good? Fun. I mean, did it actually hit that or no? Is it still good? Oh, did it go far enough or no?
It's definitely worse. Yeah, it's definitely worse without Fateful. Fateful is what breaks it. Being able to do either 3PO or R2's ability twice is definitely the broken aspect of the deck. I think 5-die is still pretty good, but I don't know if it's going to be as good.
So the thing is, Fateful kept Mill back, and now there's nothing to hold Mill back at the moment. They basically fanned Fateful without banning it, which... I don't know why they wouldn't just come out and ban it, because that's basically what they did.
So you think Mill's good? They put No Answer in Resistance Ring, Josh. You can't play them together.
You can still Mill in 3 rounds with only running one of the two.
Okay.
I think they had to do something to address the Mill just for kind of what we were saying. Like the droids, I think, were really keeping that down, kind of gatekeeping the Mill decks. And I mean, The droids are practically, I'm not going to go so far as to say they're banned, but they certainly take a huge hit with the Fateful Companions. So I think it's good that they tried to proactively do something with Mill.
Silence, Josh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you still have 5-die chopper that you can do with Elite 3PO, and then you either run chopper 2 at Elite, but that's really the only one that works currently now that Faithful's gone. And I still think you're going to see villain supports, even though Delve Fist is gone. You're going to find, somebody's going to find the best villain deck that can make 5 or 6 resources round, and you're still going to have a Fist problem. The card they needed to hit was Fist, and all they did was add it to the restricted list, when what the card really needed was an errata, right, either to the power action or the initial roll-in when you play it.
They don't like to errata. Did you see the article?
Yeah, I saw the article.
All right. I'll try to bring it up here. He's not a fan of the errata at all. And the picture is of Leia. You know, it says here, the price of power. What does he say about errata here? Try to find it here. Errata. E-R-R-A, right? There it is. Errata. I don't see it. E-R. Just joining us, this is Chip searching for the word errata in the article. I don't see it. Is it two R's there? E-R-R-T. There it is. Errata will only be used when deemed necessary and only if there's no option. It says parentheses. Josh.
Yep. Vader's Fist is one of those cards.
All right. Well, I think we should do this. So are you all going to be playing in a local before next week or no? Are you guys just going to, you're going to be acting. John, you're going to be trying to get a new phone. Josh, what are you doing? You're playing with Tommy's babies and I'm working. But if we have a chance to play in a local, any of you actually have a chance to play?
Ours was tonight, so I don't think. Yeah,
bummer. I was going to give us a challenge. I was going to give a challenge. Like we each had to pick a card from the newly balanced list and try to make it work and see what we thought. Like to honestly give it a chance and see. Like each take one.
That Chip, that sounds like you're slightly plagiarizing a Jedi Trials segment.
They do know. That's make it work. That, by the way, you talk about people having podcasts in 100 years. They are a whole other millennia. I don't even... Those guys, holy cow. They're playing God Tier.
They're all playing Keyforge.
No, God Tier is the new little miniatures game that just came out.
Oh, new one, huh?
Yeah, they backed it 100 years ago. But all right, well, don't do it. But I'm willing to do it. Josh, I'm willing to do this here. I know you put your U-Box away. Pick one of those cards and make it work. Make it happen. Who do you got? Who are you taking? You get first pick, Josh. You're the veteran. You have to play. I don't care what you play it on. You got to figure out. You got to play one game at least.
Maul.
All right, let me write this down. Maul. Okay. John, if you had to pick one, you've got to make something with it and play at least, let's say a best of three. So at least you got, you can't just play one game. Pick one.
Oh, I'm going to take Zeb. He's got a spot in my heart.
Okay, you got Zeb. So Zeb's gone, Maul's gone. You know, I'm a service leader, so I go last. Tony, what do you think? What's one that you'd be willing to give a shot?
I'd probably play Finn. I was trying to make Finn work before in a Finn Cassian deck, and Finn Han before Cassian even got released. So I would try to make Finn work.
You're Finn. All right, I'll take Palpatine. I'll take the new Palpatine, and I'll see if we can't, to quote our friend, make it work. We'll see if we can do it. Got to put something.
Are you going to play with Zach? You got to let me pick Zach's character.
Okay, you take Zach. Well, Zach would want the Palpatine.
Zach gets Tickle Jabba.
Okay, he's got Tickle Jabba. Fine. Yeah. Zach gets Tickle Jabba. I know he's listening.
Tickle me Jabba and Bib.
Okay, perfect. That's the matchup. You got specials galore there. I mean, you're going to do it. Man.
Yeah, I'm actually playing some Saturday night with Hinkbert and Talga Vasternich. I think we need to assign them characters as well.
Vader, what's his name?
Tenderloin.
Vader. Tenderloin Vader Snatch.
Okay, good. Tenderloin Vader Snatch. Yes, he's a man. All right, so we all have our challenge. You have to play at least a best of three with that deck and make something. You got to report back so we have something to actually talk about and see what we think. Because we're going to have a while on this meta, so we might as well do something with it. What do you think?
Sounds good.
You up for it?
Sounds fun to me.
Okay, so that means we have a commitment to podcast one more time before the holidays. And then I was going to, maybe next week we can do our holiday wish list for Destiny. What do you think about that? And New Year's resolutions too. That'll be fun. That'll be a great time. We're going to have fun. We're going to make the best of this moment, you know? FFG gives, what's that?
We can have fun with
that. Yeah, they give us spoilers, you know? They still love us, which is great. We appreciate it. I think I got to watch an episode of Resistance so I know who this guy is at least.
Can we talk about PAX Unplugged for a few minutes?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's wrap up with PAX Unplugged. What did you think?
Tony spent some time there, so let's get his thoughts.
Tony, this is your one shining moment here. Talk to us about PAX. Everybody tuned in just to hear about PAX Unplugged.
So I'm sure I'm not saying anything that others don't feel, but and again, I don't want to be negative after what has been at least, FFG giving us something here, giving us spoilers. We appreciate that. Thank you. But Yeti Games, I got there first thing Friday morning, as did Monk. And there wasn't even anyone there to run Destiny.
Oh, no.
One of the community members, Brett, graciously decided to just start running it himself and took it upon himself to start pods, get pods going. And, you know, it was very nice of him to do that. Again, it meant he wasn't playing all weekend. It meant that he paid for, you know, a pass to Prime or a pass to PAX to play a game. And then he ended up judging and being the tournament runner of the whole weekend. So
how did he run the, I don't understand how he did. He just ran it on his own?
He took it upon himself, and, you know, Yeti Games ended up giving him a, you know, a nice blue polo that said Yeti Games on it, and he ended up being staff.
Oh boy.
I don't know if that's how they normally do it, but that's how it ended up.
Oh, God, that's a...
So I think
looking for free labor.
Yeah, I think he got paid by prize tickets. So, I mean, at least he got something.
I think that's how some of the people at FFG got their job too.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. So it was.
God, this is bad. We are ending on a good one.
It was just bad. I hope you guys didn't want more spoilers in the future.
No, yeah. God. Well, it's not them. It's Yeti Games that screwed it up.
Yeah, it was very disheartening. To go there to. I mean, that's the game I play. You know, I have other games I could play, but I go to play Star Wars Destiny. It's what I'm there for. And I get there and I go up to Yeti Games and I say, hey, where's the sign up for Destiny? Oh, we're working on that. Oh, okay. So I see the line for L5R, which no one plays. And, you know, I'm like,
oh no.
Okay. So I guess we're, you know, I don't want to pile on, because it did end up being okay. Because Brett took it upon himself to make it okay. He basically told them, give me sheets and I'm going to run these pods. But it was just, it proved what the prior tweets and prior interactions had proved to us from Yeti Games with, you know, the lovely Elmo meme that we got, that they don't care.
Man.
You know, they really didn't care.
What happened to the last, what was the name of the group before that did it? They did a great job. Cascade. What happened to those guys?
Great question.
I'm not sure. Man. I think I heard rumors about something where Cascade wanted to move GQs away from, like, cons.
Yeah.
And I don't, FFG does a lot of their stuff at cons.
Man, like, they did a great job when we were there. I thought that, I mean, running it was fine.
They did. And the whole thing with PAX Unplugged was, last year it was some of the biggest GQs that we had.
It was fun. And
it was roughly 90 people over three each day.
And
for Trilogy.
Right. GQs, in the first place, GQs were the only reason to even test Trilogy and to test Infinite. I mean, otherwise, you're not playing those games. You're not playing any games with those formats because there's no reason to. You know, even if they didn't want prize support for something like this, even if they wanted to be lazy and not give us any prize support, give us a tournament that just gives us world seats. You know, I think I heard the ABG guys say that, so I want to give them credit if it was theirs. But I mean, that just seems so obvious. It's something they don't have to do. They already have the cards printed. Just send them a couple cards, run some tournaments, give people some world seats.
Right. Did you get any tickets?
I picked up a few spot glosses and I picked up some of the world's monochromes. I didn't get a chance to, since I didn't get to go to world. So it was fine, but it was no new prizes. Right. So anyone who had gone to worlds probably had everything that was there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's a big bummer. All right. Well, that's kind of why we didn't go. You know, we figured that it was off the heels of worlds and there just was no news, which made me nervous going into that thing.
Right. And that was probably a good idea on you guys' part. I got my tickets early because, you know, I assumed that there would be, you know, an event like there was the year before.
Yeah.
So lesson learned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sorry to hear that. Yeah.
But like, I know I'm critical of FFG sometimes, but we do enjoy Destiny. That's why we're so passionate about it. And like, I enjoy Marvel Champions a lot now. So I am very appreciative for them giving us the spoilers.
Well, there you go.
Right. Right. And I still enjoy the game, and I very much hope that the game continues. It is just a little rough right now.
Yeah, it is. It's tough.
It's just everything compiled too. It's like,
yeah,
the delay, then the lack of communication on like PAX and other events. Like, it's just, the game's in a weird spot, and it's just frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, I was really hoping, it's tough because right now it's like Star Wars is as good as it could be. Right. I mean, Baby, you've got Yoda. Then, yeah, you got Baby Yoda, you got the Mandalorian, you got the new movie coming out. You've got, you know, Fallen Empire, or what is it called?
Fallen
Order, the new game that's out. I mean, like, could there be more stuff around Star Wars? So, like, this is a perfect
Zeb's
time.
14 points now.
Zeb? Yeah. Tickle Jabba? I mean, Zach's going to be playing the hell out of that card. Like, this is our chance. This is the chance.
I can't wait till he finds out.
Okay. They need to hurry up and print a Baby Yoda card. Watch their sales triple for the game.
God, they just need, you know, I was thinking about all of that. Like, imagine, now, I don't know. I'm trying to let you have your moments here because I could complain. Like, if they, what's the guy's name in the Fallen, whatever it is, Fallen Order?
Cal Kestis.
Yeah, and what's the name of that, the little droid guy?
BD-1.
Yeah, why, can you imagine if they did like, hey, come play Destiny. We're going to be giving you, if you play in a tournament, you get those cards. You know, you get there's a card for him, and you get the dice too. Come on, they could do that in a heartbeat.
You get Cal and BD-1, and you get like the second sister.
Yes,
that'd be like pre-made starter decks of these characters from the game.
Why? How are they not in line with that?
I mean, it's just crazy that all of these things are coming out at once, and they're not capitalizing on any of it.
Yep.
You know that they could have had a Mandalorian, and I think the Hyperloops guys said something about this today. They could have had a Mandalorian starter deck ready to go. And it would have sold like wildfire just because of Baby Yoda, even if he did nothing.
Yep.
Even if he was an event card.
You could do Beskar resource tokens or something, you know? Anything. We would have bought the heck out of it.
Yeah.
We would have bought it. We would have been there in a second to get that stuff.
Yep.
Beskar foil cards, you know? You do something, I don't know.
Whatever. I heard there's a church of Baby Yoda and that the rosary beads are made of Beskar. So
there you go. What did you say? The church, a church of Baby Yoda? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I'm too young or too old for this.
With the rosary beads made of Beskar steel.
Okay. There you go. Beskar steel. Man, that would have been cool. But
sounds like it's time to go to church for the first time in a decade.
There you go. Good. See, we got to there. We did it. It took us 51 episodes, but we brought the church into Destiny, ladies and gentlemen. It happened. You were here. We did it. We did it, guys. We can hang it up. All right. Well, listen, we are going to be, you talk about negative Nancy's, we're going to be positive Pete and Balls next week, because we are going to talk about the decks we played. You know, we're going to just be excited about these changes, and we're going to be so happy about it. How's that for positive thinking?
And we're going to have a release date for Covert Mission.
That's not going to happen. I don't even think that's going to be mid-January. I think it's going to be February.
Yeah, it's probably going to be like the last day of January.
Yep. How many boxes? All right, last question, then we got to go. How many boxes are you in for, John? How many boxes are you in for Covert Missions?
Probably zero. I haven't bought boxes in a couple of sets. I usually just do the
zero
Sega sets.
Okay. Are you going to do one for this or no?
I haven't decided yet, but I probably will. I can, like, you know, take a stand now and say, no, I'm not going to do that. And then I'll turn around and do it anyhow.
Okay. But you haven't signed up for it yet, and you're not 100%.
No, I haven't pre-ordered anything yet.
All right. Tony, what about you?
I have a Saga set ordered from Team Covenant.
Okay. All right. So he's in Saga set. What do those run these days? What's a Saga set?
I think they're 300.
Oh, my God. Oh, three. Whoa. Ah, my dinner just came up. Oh, 300.
Well, it's the same thing as buying four boxes, right?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. And you wouldn't get all the cards, probably.
No, it's a good deal. I just can't. That's tough. It's holidays right now. That is a tough pill. The Star Wars arcade game from 1UP. You've seen the Star Wars 1UP arcade? Have you guys seen that? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. That's $3.99. I'd rather have that right now. Okay. Josh, what about you?
I don't know. Right now I'm not buying anything.
Did you say none? You're so full of crap. You're not none. There's no way you're none. You bought Transformers the other day. You haven't played that game ever. You've never played a game. You just bought, you're like, I just got a new, what is it? Siege 2? Is it the new?
Yeah.
Who's playing that? Are you playing that, Tony?
Tony.
I do have some cards, yeah.
Tony.
He loves
War. Where do you play it? How many? I mean, you talk about people playing Destiny. Half that, and that's what you got for freaking Transformers.
They're Worlds was just at PAX. They seem to have a good turnout.
Did they really? Good for them. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you need a, what do you need? Nemesis Prime? I got it right here for you. It's your name all over it.
I mean, if you have it, I'll take it.
Yeah, they're good.
I just hooked them up with Matrix of Leadership.
There you go. All right. Good.
I'll end up getting some. I got a Saga set last time.
Okay.
But at the moment, I'm waiting to see the actual product come out so I know it's actually a real thing.
I'm with you. I know it makes it hard for pre-orders, but yeah, let's get a date and then we'll do it. All right, guys. Yep. Well, listen, if there's anybody I want to share spoilers with, it's you guys. You've worked hard. You're keeping this game alive every day. And, you know, everybody, you know, support your locals and still try to play. Hey, these points at least give you a chance to go and have some fun. Pull those cards out of your binders, no matter what these cranky people say. You pull those cards out. Start playing with your calluses. I mean, in your hands, and then actually play with the callus card. I mean, it might be good. You never know. And, yeah, let's have some fun with Destiny. Let's bring it back. Next week, if you guys are around, we're going to talk about our decks. And as always, you know, send us an email. Send it to Josh. He'll answer. Everybody else will answer.
Banana right? Crapshoot at discordreview.com.
There it is. Go to the Discord, and there's all kinds of great talk in there. And it's fun.
Got live show questions.
We do?
Yeah, we got all kinds of questions. I just thought we should – you want to hit some of these quick?
All right. Go ahead. Let's do it. What the hell? Right, who knows? This could be it. We got to make sure we get it in now.
All right. We got to go rapid fire. We'll go down the list. So we'll go Tony, John, Chip. Okay?
Okay. Go.
Yep.
Tony first.
All right. So which actor played the best Batman?
Ben Affleck. No, just kidding.
Yes. I mean, is it right or wrong answers or just we give an answer?
John?
Christian Bale.
Chip?
Michael Keaton.
The correct answer is Kevin Conroy. Thanks for playing. Right. Which actor played the best Joker? Tony?
You know, I think that's probably Heath Ledger.
John?
That's super tough. I really enjoyed the new one. I'm going to go Joaquin Phoenix.
Chip?
Cesar Romero.
I'm going with Mark Hamill.
Okay.
There you go.
It's voice only, though. It's fake.
Well, so is Kevin. All right, moving on. Jack wants to know if Ray has given you back the cards he loaned him for Worlds.
Okay. And Tony has to answer first. Go ahead.
Yeah, Tony.
I did not loan Thunder any cards.
John?
Nope. I also did not loan him any cards.
Chip. I believe most of them. I have to double check. Yes, he did.
All right. is there any lightning with the Thunder, or is he all noise? Here's one. Junker, also known as Jesse, wants to know which characters you would choose for your own temporary truce formatted pairing.
Ooh.
So I'm guessing that means like one villain and one hero you could play together. Tony?
So I guess we're going same color, right?
Yeah, it'd have to be the same color. Yep.
I think Beckett Lando would be pretty good. You could make a lot of money. And you can play all the big yellow supports.
Sounds good. John?
About the draft set Dooku and the newly lowered Qui-Gon.
Ooh, I like that one.
All right. That seems good too, yeah.
Chip?
I'm going to say Jedi Temple Guard and Dark Advisor. I think there's something there, though.
You could probably do it four wide, yeah.
Yep, that's a new four wide's a new three wide, Tony. So
I would do Rex Phasma. There you go.
That seems good.
Which platform of late night gaming, which unchanged points character will benefit most from another character's points being decreased. So what character benefits from somebody being lowered?
Good question.
Tony?
Probably Mace. I think he's going to see play with Zeb.
John?
I guess on the spot, I'll say Talzin, both with Grievous and Palpatine, maybe.
Damn. I had Mace and Talzin. Those are my two.
I'm going to say Ezra, too. Which newly reduced point character... we basically said, Arnie, what do you think the cards will be for Mandalorian characters? I think the obvious ones, right?
Yeah.
Mandalorian, yeah, Baby Yoda.
Yep.
Apollo Creed.
Grief. No, his name is Grief Cargo. I mean, the names didn't get any better, believe me. Grief Cargo. Come on. Terrible. But yes.
I think like Spartacus.
Best car armor.
There should be some kind of armor. Something I think the Mandalorian should definitely be neutral, though. I think that would be just be the way to go.
Yeah, for sure.
What is his rifle he has that disintegrates everything?
Pulse rifle,
yeah.
Okay.
That should be a card for sure.
Yeah. That'd be really cool.
Which is different from a pulse cannon.
Somehow.
So, yep.
Clearly. I think it would have to have a melee side for... Like the shock thingy, right? The taser at the end.
Mm, yeah.
I think it would have a melee side. All right. Sage Leader wants to know which has longer delays in between releases, FFG, or Discard to Reroll podcasts.
Good. Good one.
We've had a podcast this year, so.
Yeah. Boom. Oh, damn. That's good. You got him. Got him.
Nathan wants to know why the new spoilers by Rebel look like fan-made custom art cards.
That's terrible.
Because that's what Resistance looks like.
Yeah, it's very different art. Very different art.
Yeah, I certainly don't have an answer for it, but I thought the exact same thing when I saw it.
I liked it. I thought it was colorful. It was very happy.
It matches the art for the show, which is nice. I'm not sure what this one means, Chip. You might have to fill us in.
Okay.
When will we get the next 6 a.m. rant from Mr. Chip?
Yeah, because I get up in the morning and that's when I'm all fired up. Because 11 o'clock is not my normal, you know, my go time. When you're in your 40s, Josh, that's what happens to you. So at 6 in the morning is when I go on to Discord and usually say my piece. So,
no. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to miss Zach. We really are going to miss him. Great guy. That's all I got.
Tenderloin Vader Snatch was predictions for first new deck post Holocron.
Jeez.
First new fist deck. Anybody want to guess what the next
fist
deck is?
I like we're talking about pre-show. I certainly think Beckett Talzin can pretty easily play that out round one.
Yeah.
Yep. I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's it. Will anyone actually play any of the newly balanced characters?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to give them a shot. How much money would it take, Chip, to get new cards from today, Torin? How much money would it take to get Chip to play the new cards spoiled by Rebel today?
Boy, I would play. I mean, I feel like I like the look of them. They're just not very good. It depends on how good piloting is. I'm sure there's going to be more stuff that's going to come with that. So don't sleep on that just yet.
That three cost ship, that thing is so bad.
Yeah, that is bad.
That is never going to leave the binder.
Yeah, no. Nope, not so good. Other piloting stuff, and maybe not those.
All right, so I'm going to skip a couple of these, and we'll do this last one because it's getting late, and you want to get this up tonight yet. Hinkbert wants to know, in a Festivus contest featuring feats of strength, who would win, Baby Yoda or Kid Anakin?
I don't even understand what that means.
Not a Seinfeld fan, Mr. Chip.
Yeah, Festivus.
You don't know what Festivus is?
I know Festivus. I didn't know is there a contest? I didn't know there's...
Yeah, they have feats of strength.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And it's like wrestling. Sorry. So who would win, Baby Yoda or Kid Anakin? Jeez.
Baby Yoda all day.
I think anybody that says otherwise is a fool.
Yeah, agreed.
There you go.
Baby Yoda for the win.
Yep.
To every question.
Yep. We'll stop that there.
All right. Thank you, Josh, for keeping me up this late to make sure we got those questions in. That was really 5 minutes. We're never going to get back. But hey, everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking with us. And guys, thanks for doing this so late. As always, send us your emails and your comments. But next week, we'll report back. If we can get two in within 2 weeks, we've done a good job. And we'll be playing all these new cards. And remember, you know, Tony, when you re-roll those dice, I hope that all of them are special ones, particularly yours. Because you'll have Tickle Jabba. You need the specials.
Especially the Finn, yeah.
It's true. That would be your temporary truce.
Yes.
Finn Jabba. There it is. We'll see.
Actually, I would do Finn Callus. That's Callus. What I would do.
There it is. Amend that.
Amended.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.